was yelling a lot at those refs, you know.
Mark, you and
you actually step forward,
please. Yeah.
Thank you. Mark Anthony, you and Junior and Richie, you guys were combining really well on that right hand side. What did you make of that combination?
Yeah, you know, we worked a lot on it in training, and you know, John made us understand that sometimes we need to, you know, invest on one side in order to wear a team down and then open something up on the other side. But we have good enough players that we can actually create things when we all come into the same area. So yeah, it was fun, it was enjoyable, and you know, that's a bright thing to look forward to in many games to come. Yeah, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's a soccer game, but you know, I love playing my natural position. I feel like I can influence the team more. You know, if the coach needs me to play a different position, then you know, you have to man up and do it. That's part of being a pro. But yeah, I was very grateful to have that opportunity now. And me and John had set a plan for this year that after the Gold Cup, I would have a real opportunity to play there. And you know, it's up to me to make sure that I can keep performing in that position and making my own. So yeah, it was a good game, and I'm happy that I was playing in that midfield.
When Mark, when you look around at the talent around you, and also some of the talent that isn't in this for this camp, what do you think the future holds for this young Canadian team?
Well, it's going to be better than the past, that's for sure. You know, and we're pushing to create something new. You know, make history in every game we play. And it takes time, and sometimes it takes roadblocks to come through to kind of see how people deal with adversity. So, you know, we got a good, talented group of guys who are pushing to create something new. It's just a great environment.
So, obviously, you have a game against Cuba left, but you as a group, are you relishing the chance to take on the U.S. next?
Oh, 100%. I share a locker room with some of those guys, you know, and I want to kind of stick it to them if I can, just because, you know, I never had the opportunity to play against the U.S., you know, so I'd like to think it's different now, but yeah, it's going to be exciting, you know, it's two massive countries that are friendly with each other, but, you know, the competitiveness is always there, so it'll be a great match.
The midfield looked solid today. What were your thoughts on how you, Sam Piette, and Jonathan Osorio performed together as a trio?
Yeah, you know, we're all very good players, so, you know, we put us together, we get excited to play with each other, and, you know, the big thing is trust and understanding that, you know, one player might see something and you got to open up the space for the other one. So it was a good understanding between us. We love each other, and we're very happy that we were able to put in a performance like this, but we know that it was a good game, but there's still things we need to improve on, so it's going to be exciting for the future.
Hundred percent.
I think the more Canadians we can get into football clubs that are playing attractive football and really competing for something, then that changes everything. You look at Alfonso, he's the same player, and now he's at Bayern and comes back with a whole lot of confidence. So, yeah, confidence is a key thing that, you know, sometimes coaches can instill in players, but also it's a club environment too. So for me, I'm very fortunate to be at LAFC, and you know, we're creating history too. So it's very similar being in a situation with Canada where, you know, it's a new generation, and it was like that at LAFC, and you try to make something good.
Thank you.